EU reporting can also be exhausting when the railway suddenly goes on strike. An episode from the Brussels Brews section about the atmosphere, the people, the town. German Vote, your pro-EU podcast about EU consumer issues. I am Jörg Strouch. As a journalist, I travel a lot, always on the lookout for interesting topics. And so I traveled to Brussels. I have 7 interviews on my schedule, which is a lot. And then on Monday, the metro system in Brussels went on strike, but that didn't stop me. A new episode of my podcast German Vote, here with very subjective and atmospheric impressions from my trip to Brussels. That's why this is also the Brussels or Strasbourg Blues section.
So on today's committee meeting, we have only one topical item, but a very important one, an exchange of views of ample committee members.
This was a committee meeting of the European Parliament, exactly the Committee on Employment and Social Affairs. I listened to it via live stream from my hotel. The reason: the metro was on strike on the day I arrived, and that somewhat crashed my plans for the first day. I had actually wanted to attend the committee directly. Because this is Brussels, all committee meetings are public, all are streamed live. Pure transparency. And it is also very interesting to see how such a committee meeting actually takes place. I am sitting here with a Belgian sherry beer and listening to the meeting. What is in Brussels more pleasant than in Strasbourg? The beer here is very tasty. The stream is in English at the first click, but that's great about the EU. There are also several translations of the meetings in various other languages, including German, for example. In my hotel, I hear a lot of statements on the situation of trainees in the EU. The committee discusses this in great detail and in a time-boxed manner. Statements by the so-called shadows, the shadow rapporteurs of the respective political groups, should not last longer than 2 minutes at the end. That is crisp. It reminds me a little bit of one of the first episodes of The Parliament, the comedy series about the EU Parliament. There, MEP Speklan doesn't quite know how he can fill 2 minutes. And then first greet, very long, everyone present. And now I am in the European Parliament in Brussels. I already know it. I've been here a few times before, but always in groups. Being alone, that's a completely different challenge. Unlike in Strasbourg, there are not many controls here. Just get X-rayed at the main entrance and hold your press card in front of the door. That's it.
Das Parlament, das war hinter dem Park.
The Parliament was behind the park, previously in the building where the Regional Committee and the Economic and Social Committee now sit. Future extensions were planned. It was clear that the Parliament would need more space at some point. In the 1980s, the building we are sitting in now, the so-called Spark, was designed by the politician Paul-Henri Spaak, and then built. However, it was first built as a Congress Center and not for Parliament at all. In the 1990s, I think at the beginning of the 1990s, Parliament took over this building. It was also the first building it acquired here in Brussels. We are sitting here in the Spaak building, which is the first and oldest of the two. It houses the plenary chamber and other large meeting rooms. The President and the Secretary General are also in this building. On the other side of the street is the Spinelli building. That was added a few years later. It is connected to the Spark building, with 2 bridges that cross the street. That's mainly where the Member of European Parliament sit.
This is how Armin Wisdorf, press spokesman for the EU Parliament, describes the Parliament building. It is still possible to get lost here, perhaps.
It is indeed a large, spacious building with many corridors and different parts of the building. It's not always easy to find your way around here. However, The system with the labeling of all the halls and offices is relatively well done. This means that once you have understood how the system works, you can find the hall or room you are looking for. There are different letters. There is the E building, H building, G building and so on. Here in the Spark building there are ABC wings. If you know where they are, there is a number that indicates the floor and then the office number. And that's actually relatively easy once you've worked out where all these wings are.
That's what Armin Wistorf says. And it's true, in part. I was in the press center somewhere in the Spark building. We walked there so that I could orientate myself better. First difference to Strasbourg, there are fewer journalists here right now, maybe a handful. The second difference compared to Strasbourg, there are lots of seats available. That's great. I try it out in practice on Thursday and Friday. After a while, I set off on my own and don't know where to go. I walked once in circle and then think, first floor, that sounds great. There are also press there.
So may I please ask you now all to be seated?
And I'm already in the center of the parliament chamber. Well, that's a little bit an exaggeration. The doors open towards the press gallery. Startled, I step back. It is noticeably cramped and empty in the corridors around the parliamentary chamber. But there's a woman there. I get lost, I say. Third floor, she replies. And that's really great. Third floor. This is where all connection takes place, whether to the parliamentary building or to the building with the radio studios. Curved bridges connect the two quite nicely, and orientation is really easy, provided I hold the map the right way around. With the help of online maps, however, I find my bearings after a while and find the main access on the third floor really great for orientation. So to repeat it, nobody gets lost on the third floor. It is also relaxed in Brussels. The radio studios are almost extinct, no hustle and bustle, no stress. They are located in the Antal building, accessible via a curved bridge, naturally on the third floor. Very far away from the hustle and bustle, you could almost think you've got lost. The trams run very often and are easy to access with an app. Everything here is actually paid for by card. And the European Quarter is nice and compact. Everything is easy to reach. I have 7 interviews on the recorder, which is great. Brussels, I'll be back. And finally, my transparency note. I received a travel help from the EU Parliament for this episode. I also used the services and radio studios of the EU Parliament in Brussels. Thank you very much. Of course, no influence was taken on my contents. This was a new episode of my podcast German Vote. It was an episode from the category Brussels Blues with atmospheric impressions from my journey and work. This episode is in English. Every second Monday of the month an episode will be published in German and then a week later on the third Monday the English language version. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Write to me, for example, via LinkedIn or Instagram. I'm looking forward to your feedback. Hear from you, your Jörg.